The LifeSpring Family Bible is brought to you by theguywithafriendlyvoice.com. You can get 15% off any voiceover project I do for you just by mentioning that you heard it right here on the LifeSpring Family Bible. Hello again, and welcome to the LifeSpring Family Bible, episode number 284. My name is Steve Webb, and today we'll be reading Jeremiah chapters 6 through 8. Let's begin. Jeremiah chapter 6. Run for safety, people of Benjamin. Get out of Jerusalem. Sound the trumpet in Tekoa. Light the signal fires at Beth Hakkerem. For disaster lurks out of the north that will bring great destruction. I will destroy daughter Zion, who is delicate and defenseless as a young maiden. Kings will come against it with their armies. They will encamp in siege all around it. Each of them will devastate the portion assigned to them. They will say, "Prepare to do battle against it. Come on, let's attack it at noon." But later they will say, Oh, too bad. The day is almost over and the shadows of evening are getting long. So come on, let's go ahead and attack it by night and destroy all its fortified buildings. All of this is because the Lord who rules over all has said, cut down the trees around Jerusalem and build up a siege ramp against its walls. This is the city which is to be punished. Nothing but oppression happens in it. As a well continually pours out fresh water, so it continually pours out wicked deeds. Sounds of violence and destruction echo throughout it. All I see are sick and wounded people. So take warning, Jerusalem, or I will abandon you in disgust and make you desolate, a place where no one can live. This is what the Lord who rules over all said to me. Those who remain in Israel will be like the grapes thoroughly gleaned from a vine. So go over them again as though you were a grape harvester passing your hand over the branches one last time. I answered, who would listen if I spoke to them and warned them? Their ears are so closed that they cannot hear. Indeed, what the Lord says is offensive to them. They do not like it at all. I am as full of anger as you are, Lord. I am tired of trying to hold it in. The Lord answered, vent it then on the children who play on the street and on the young men who are gathered together. Husbands and wives are to be included, as well as the old and those who are advanced in years. Their houses will be turned over to others, as will their fields and their wives. For I will unleash my power against those who live in this land, says the Lord. That is because, from the least important to the most important of them, all of them are greedy for dishonest gain. Prophets and priests alike, all of them practice deceit. They offer only superficial help for the harm my people have suffered. They say, everything will be all right, but everything is not all right. Are they ashamed because they have done such shameful things? No, they're not at all ashamed. They do not even know how to blush. So they will die, just like others have died. They will be brought to ruin when I punish them, says the Lord. The Lord said to his people, you are standing at the crossroads, so consider your path. Ask where the old, reliable paths are. Ask where the path is that leads to blessing and follow it. If you do, you will find rest for your souls. But they said, we will not follow it. The Lord said, I appointed prophets as watchmen to warn you, saying, pay attention to the warning sound of the trumpet. But they said, we will not pay attention. So the Lord said, hear, you nations, be witnesses and take note of what will happen to these people. Hear this, you peoples of the earth. Take note. I am about to bring disaster on these people. It will come as punishment for their scheming, for they have paid no attention to what I have said, and they have rejected my law. I take no delight when they offer up to me frankincense that comes from Sheba, or sweet-smelling cane imported from a faraway land. I cannot accept the burnt offerings they bring me. I get no pleasure from the sacrifices they offer to me. So this is what the Lord says, I will assuredly make these people stumble to their doom. Parents and children will stumble and fall to their destruction. Friends and neighbors will die. This is what the Lord says. Beware, an army is coming from a land to the north. A mighty nation is stirring into action in faraway parts of the earth. Its soldiers are armed with bows and spears. They are cruel and show no mercy. They sound like the roaring sea as they ride forth on their horses, lined up in formation like men going into battle to attack you, daughter Zion. The people cry out, we have heard reports about them. We have become helpless with fear. Anguish grips us, agony like that of a woman giving birth to a baby. Do not go out into the countryside. Do not travel on the roads, for the enemy is there with sword in hand. They are spreading terror everywhere. So I said, O my dear people, put on sackcloth and roll in ashes. Mourn with painful sobs as though you had lost your only child. For any moment now, that destructive army will come against us. The Lord said to me, I have made you like a metal assayer to test my people like ore. You are to observe them and evaluate how they behave. I reported, All of them are the most stubborn of rebels. They are as hard as bronze or iron. They go about telling lies. They all deal corruptly. The fiery bellows of judgment burn fiercely, but there is too much dross to be removed. The process of refining them has proved useless. The wicked have not been purged. They are regarded as rejected silver because the Lord rejects them. Jeremiah chapter 8. The Lord said to Jeremiah, Stand in the gate of the Lord's temple and proclaim this message. Listen, all you people of Judah who have passed through these gates to worship the Lord. Hear what the Lord has to say. The Lord God of Israel, who rules over all, says, Change the way you have been living and do what is right. If you do, I will allow you to continue to live in this land. Stop putting your confidence in the false belief that says, We are safe. The temple of the Lord is here. The temple of the Lord is here. The temple of the Lord is here. You must change the way you have been living and do what is right. You must treat one another fairly. Stop oppressing foreigners who live in your land, children who have lost their fathers, and women who have lost their husbands. Stop killing innocent people in this land. Stop paying allegiance to other gods. That will only bring about your ruin. If you stop doing these things, I will allow you to continue to live in this land, which I gave to your ancestors as a lasting possession. But just look at you. You are putting your confidence in a false belief that will not deliver you. You steal. You murder. You commit adultery. You lie when you swear an oath. You sacrifice to the god Baal. You pay allegiance to other gods whom you have not previously known. Then you come and stand in my presence in this temple I have claimed as my own and say, We are safe. You think you are so safe that you go on doing all these hateful sins. Do you think this temple I have claimed as my own is to be a hideout for robbers? You had better take note. I have seen for myself what you have done, says the Lord. So, go to the place in Shiloh where I allowed myself to be worshipped in the early days. See what I did to it because of the wicked things my people Israel did. You also have done these things, says the Lord, and I have spoken to you over and over again. But you have not listened. You have refused to respond when I called you to repent. So I will destroy this temple, which I have claimed as my own, this temple that you are trusting to protect you. I will destroy this place that I gave to you and to your ancestors, just like I destroyed Shiloh. And I will drive you out of my sight, just like I drove out your relatives, the people of Israel. Then the Lord said, As for you, Jeremiah, do not pray for these people. Do not cry out to me or petition me on their behalf. Do not plead with me to save them, because I will not listen to you. Do you see what they are doing in the towns of Judah and in the streets of Jerusalem? Children are gathering firewood, fathers are building fires with it, and women are mixing dough to bake cakes to offer to the goddess they call the Queen of Heaven. They are also pouring out drink offerings to other gods. They seem to do all this just to trouble me. But I am not really the one being troubled, says the Lord. Rather, they are bringing trouble on themselves to their own shame. So, the Lord God says, my raging fury will be poured out on this land. It will be poured out on human beings and animals, on trees and crops, and it will burn like a fire which cannot be extinguished. The Lord said to the people of Judah, The Lord God of Israel, who rules over all, says, You might as well go ahead and add the meat of your burnt offerings to that of the other sacrifices and eat it too. Consider this. When I spoke to your ancestors after I brought them out of Egypt, I did not merely give them commands about burnt offerings and sacrifices. I also explicitly commanded them, Obey me. If you do, I will be your God and you will be my people. Live exactly the way I tell you and things will go well with you. But they did not listen to me or pay any attention to me. They followed the stubborn inclinations of their own wicked hearts. They acted worse and worse instead of better. From the time your ancestors departed the land of Egypt until now, I sent my servants the prophets to you again and again, day after day. But your ancestors did not listen to me nor pay attention to me. They became obstinate and were more wicked than even their own forefathers. Then the Lord said to me, When you tell them all this, they will not listen to you. When you call out to them, they will not respond to you. So tell them, This is a nation that has not obeyed the Lord their God and has not accepted correction. Faithfulness is nowhere to be found in it. These people do not even profess it anymore. So, mourn, you people of this nation, cut off your hair and throw it away. Sing a song of mourning on the hilltops, for the Lord has decided to reject and forsake this generation that has provoked his wrath. The Lord says, I have rejected them because the people of Judah have done what I consider evil. They have set up their disgusting idols in the temple which I have claimed for my own and have defiled it. They have also built places of worship in a place called Topheth in the valley of Ben-Hinnom so that they can sacrifice their sons and daughters by fire. That is something I never commanded them to do. Indeed, it never even entered my mind to command such a thing. So watch out, says the Lord. The time will soon come when people will no longer call those places Topheth or the Valley of Ben-Hinnom, but they will call that valley the Valley of Slaughter, and they will bury so many people in Topheth they will run out of room. Then the dead bodies of these people will be left on the ground for the birds and wild animals to eat. There will not be any survivors to scare them away. I will put an end to the sounds of joy and gladness, or the glad celebration of brides and grooms throughout the towns of Judah and the streets of Jerusalem, for the whole land will become a desolate wasteland. Jeremiah chapter 8. The Lord says, when that time comes, the bones of the kings of Judah and its leaders, the bones of the priests and prophets, and all the other people who lived in Jerusalem will be dug up from their graves. They will be spread out and exposed to the sun, the moon, and the stars. These are things they adored and served, things to which they paid allegiance, from which they sought guidance and worshipped. The bones of these people will never be regathered and reburied. They will be like manure used to fertilize the ground. However, I will leave some of these wicked people alive and banish them to other places. But wherever these people who survive may go, they will wish they had died rather than lived, says the Lord who rules over all. The Lord said to me, tell them, the Lord says, do people not get up when they fall down? Do they not turn around when they go the wrong way? Why then do these people of Jerusalem continually turn away from me in apostasy? They hold fast to their deception. They refuse to turn back to me. I have listened to them very carefully, but they do not speak honestly. None of them regrets the evil he has done. None of them says, I have done wrong. All of them persist in their own wayward course like a horse charging recklessly into battle. Even the stork knows when it is time to move on. The turtle dove, swallow, and crane recognize the normal times for their migration. But my people pay no attention to what I, the Lord, require of them. How can you say, we are wise, we have the law of the Lord? The truth is, those who teach it have used their writings to make it say what it does not really mean. Your wise men will be put to shame. They will be dumbfounded and be brought to judgment. Since they have rejected the word of the Lord, what wisdom do they really have? So I will give their wives to other men and their fields to new owners. For from the least important to the most important of them, all of them are greedy for dishonest gain. Prophets and priests alike all practice deceit. They offer only superficial help for the hurt my dear people have suffered. They say, everything will be all right. But everything is not all right. Are they ashamed because they have done such disgusting things? No, they are not at all ashamed. They do not even know how to blush. So they will die just like others have died. They will be brought to ruin when I punish them, says the Lord. I will take away their harvests, says the Lord. There will be no grapes on their vines. There will be no figs on their fig trees. Even the leaves on their trees will wither. The crops that I gave them will be taken away. The people say, why are we just sitting here? Let us gather together inside the fortified cities. Let us at least die there fighting, since the Lord our God has condemned us to die. He has condemned us to drink the poison waters of judgment because we have sinned against him. We hoped for good fortune, but nothing good has come of it. We hoped for a time of relief, but instead we experienced terror. The snorting of the enemy's horses is already being heard in the city of Dan. The sound of the neighing of their stallions causes the whole land to tremble with fear. They are coming to destroy the land and everything in it. They are coming to destroy the cities and everyone who lives in them. The Lord says, yes, indeed, I am sending an enemy against you that will be like poisonous snakes which cannot be charmed away. And they will inflict fatal wounds on you. Then I said, there is no cure for my grief. I am sick at heart. I hear my dear people crying out throughout the length and breadth of the land. They are crying, is the Lord no longer in Zion? Is her divine king no longer there? The Lord answers, why then do they provoke me to anger with their images, with their worthless foreign idols? They cry, "Harvest time is come and gone, and the summer is over, and still we have not been delivered. My heart is crushed because my dear people are being crushed. I go about crying and grieving. I am overwhelmed with dismay. There is still medicinal ointment available in Gilead. Still there is a physician there. Why then have my dear people not been restored to health?" You know, we read these prophets and we read their messages, and it's always the same. Israel, repent or pay the consequences. And without fail, Israel does not repent, and consequences ensue, and then they come back. I don't know about you, but that is also typical, I think, of the average Christian. I know in my own life there's been many times where I profess to love God, but then I go and do my own thing, only to be reminded that God is there, God will bring consequences, and that always brings me back to repentance, and He always forgives. That's not to be taken lightly, but it is a testament of His faithful love. Well, thank you for being a part of the LifeSpring Family Bible today. I look forward to seeing you tomorrow. Until then, may God bless you richly. I'm Steve Webb.